Every good singer wants to find his or her sweet spot. But what if your claim to fame was raunchiness? NPR's Roy Hurst has the story of a legendary 1970s soul singer.
Scores of black Americans who were kids in the 70s no doubt had the same experience. You're home with no parental supervision and taking full advantage of the situation. You and a few good friends venture over to the liquor cabinet. It's locked, but you have the key. It's not the liquor you want, but what's hidden behind the bottles. The raunchy records, the Red Fox, the Richard Pryor, and the Millie Jackson.
When that fire starts to burning, deep down inside of you.
Ah, Millie Jackson, her arrangements lush, her voice soulful and velvety, and the outrageous things she says.
And I'm feeling bitchy, yeah. I'm feeling bitchy about it, yeah.
A typical Millie Jackson album is full of foul language and risque subject matter, always funky and often hilarious.
Ain't too many things you can talk about that I haven't talked about.
It made some respectable folk clutch their pearls.
Yes, not for church folk.
Over the years, Millie Jackson has had her share of run-ins with the gatekeepers of decency in the black community, and that's a subject that only serves to stoke her fire.
Church folks is not always Christians, you know, but you got these people who are so much better than you are, they can have nothing to do with you. They usually come to service late with the big hat that they put on with the same outfit that they had on the night before, but they didn't have a hat. And they want to sit on the front row, because if they sit on the front row, then pastor can see them big legs, you know, while they being blessed.
The 62-year-old singer laughs hard and often.
No kissy on the belly button and stopping that.
I met her at her home in Atlanta. I wanted to know exactly how it happened that a Georgia country girl became the queen of raunchy soul. I had already found one clue in the sound of her voice. You see, when you put on a Millie Jackson record, you might sometimes think you're listening to Gladys Knight.
I knew you were going to say that. She haunts me, especially on the ballads. I try to get away from her, and I'll be singing a line. I'm going, okay, who the hell let Gladys in here? Who gave her the address of the studio? I think it's a Georgia thing, you know, with us both being these peaches, these southern peaches.
Early on in her career, Jackson and her record company were racking their brains trying to figure out just how to distinguish her from Gladys Knight.
I just start cussing because she was too much of a lady to do that. So we got to wait for her then. It's all Gladys' fault. She's sending me straight to hell.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Millie Jackson had her first hit in 1973 with the cover of If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. The song is about being the other woman and loving it.
When you're going with a married man.
But in the middle of the song, Jackson begins to talk.
He can come over two or three times and we can give you a little bit. That means you're two up on the wife already, because once you marry one, you don't get it but once a week.
The song first aired on radio station WBLS in New York, and some people were furious.
But the sweetest thing about the whole situation is the fact that when you go to the laundromat, you don't have to wash nobody's funky drawers but your own.
Wash nobody's funky drawers but your own. They picketed the radio station because I said funky drawers.
Ironically, it was the protests that put her squarely on the path to stardom.
I sold 62,000 in one day. In fact, I told Al Sharpton not too long ago, I said, hey, Sharpton, look, I need another hit. Can you, you know, get me some picketers or something?
What Millie Jackson didn't know in 1973 was that she had created a niche for herself. Now she was expected to be raunchy. Her biggest album, Feeling Bitchy, was recorded in 1977. It features a profane cover of All the Way Lover and a soulful remake of the country song, If You're Not Back in Love by Monday.
If you're not back in love by Monday.
Guess which cut the marketing man wanted to promote.
Back in Love by Monday was the song, but he was pushing all the way lover. He didn't give a damn about Back in Love by Monday.
Millie Jackson says things had gotten out of hand and had come to a point of no return.
One song, it was totally clean. We bleeped a clean word because it sounded like it was dirty. Sleep and feel
more nice together. Millie Jackson calls herself a country girl. She was born in Thompson, Georgia. Her mother died when she was still a small child. She was raised by her father, a sharecropper. She says it was he who gave her all the spunk.
I grew up in one of those houses where on the weekend, you know, they sold the corn liquor for a 50-cent shot, you know, and the jukebox are playing, you know. I mean, it was, hey, all weekend long in my house, you know.
Today, Millie Jackson is the mother of two grown children. She lives in a large ranch-style house with the woods as her backyard. She rarely leaves Atlanta, going on the road only when she feels like it. But the woman who's made a career singing about the wild side of sex and relationships doesn't have a love to speak of.
How's your love life right now?
It's on hold. It's definitely on hold. You know, I've been by myself so long. You know, I have a king-size bed, and when I go on the road, it's in my contract. King size bed. And I sleep on one little spot. I might turn over in that one little spot in the middle of the night. But it just does me good to know that that other room is over there in case I want to roll over twice. You know, I want to roll over there and not run into nobody, no, want nobody. Rusty heels up and down my legs, you know. I've grown accustomed to me. I like me. I don't have problems with me. People have got to have somebody in their lives. Usually mean they don't like themselves that much. I just love myself some Millie Jackson.
She's not the only one. In spite of her battles with censorship, Millie Jackson has managed to become a bona fide cult figure in Black culture, the kind whose work gets locked in the liquor cabinet along with those other purveyors of indecency.
It's funny you should say that. I was banned from Southern campus. The letter said that they did not want Millie Jackson, Red Fox, or Richard Pryor back on campus. And I went, damn, I'm in good company.
Oh, I love my man.
Roy Hurst, NPR News.
Lord knows I'm trying to resist.
You can hear some of Millie Jackson's most famous recordings, Raunchy and Tame, at NPR.org.
Your kisses I pray ain't satisfied. But Lord knows I have been trying. My actions I won't defend. But I gotta sleep.
News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes.